Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
I have some bad news for you. The tech industry is rigged. And even more importantly, the rigging of the tech industry is creating a lot of problems for you as an organization, and it leads to a lot of bad decisions. But how exactly is the tech industry rigged, and how does that affect us in our digital transformations? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And I've been in the technology consulting industry now for about 25 years. And I remember starting my career in the late 90s and thinking that this industry is rigged. It's somewhat of a rigged system that creates a lot of really bad decisions, negative influence, and biased information that creates sort of an echo chamber within the industry that can be very hard to decipher and see your way through. And part of the reason why I started Third Stage Consulting, which is an independent, non-affiliated consulting firm, we don't receive commission or any sort of kickbacks from software vendors. We're not affiliated with software vendors. We don't focus on one type of technology. Part of the reason I created that business model is because I was so passionate about countering the fact that the industry is rigged. And as time goes on, you would think that things would change and you'd start to see some improvement in this dynamic. But the problem is that it hasn't really changed. Other than companies like Third Stage that are truly independent, which is still a rarity, you still see a lot of really biased and self-serving behavior that leads to bad decisions and bad outcomes for organizations. And to understand the magnitude of these challenges, you need to look no further than the fact that most published statistics state that somewhere north of 80% or more of organizations that go through digital transformations fail in their projects. And the reason it isn't because the technology can't handle transformation or that organizations are incapable of change. The reasons are largely because the industry is rigged and people don't have the behind the curtain look and understanding of what's happening within the technology industry. For more best practices and lessons from the industry, I encourage you to download our annual Digital Transformation Report. This is a report we publish each year that highlights some of the best practices and lessons learned in our experience with digital transformations. So what I want to do today in this video is lift back the curtain and unveil some of the challenges and biases within the technology industry. And most importantly, I want to leave you with some tips on how to counter and overcome those biases. Bias in the technology industry often starts with self-serving sales reps who are trying to sell software, technology, and services that their software vendor supports. Now, this seems understandable enough. If you're a sales rep for a software vendor, if you're selling anything, you're going to do what you can to make a sale. I get that. But the challenge is when you're talking about large multi-million dollar, in some cases, tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on digital transformation, those small misrepresentations or omissions that oftentimes happen in the sales cycle can add up to a large price tag that can create lots of problems for organizations. And so let me give you a couple examples of what happens when a sales rep is biased and when they're focused on selling just the positives of their software. One is that you're not going to fully understand what the weaknesses of the technological solution is, which is arguably just as important as what the technology can do. You need to understand what the technology can't do. Because if you don't have a realistic understanding of what the technology can and can't do, you're not going to have a realistic view of what the right technology strategy is for your organization. It's very rare that one technology can solve all your problems. Usually you need multiple technologies to address your transformational needs. The second reason why this is such a big deal is because when sales reps are misleading in any sort of way, or if they're omitting key facts or key opinions about the weaknesses of their solution, it's also creating an overly optimistic view of how long it's going to take to deploy their software, how much money it's going to cost, and how much resource commitment is going to be required on your side. More often than not, sales reps are incentivized to downplay the effort, the time, the cost, the risk associated with their technology. But you as an organization need to understand what those risks are. You need to understand the real picture of what a real transformation is going to look like, not an overly optimistic view from a sales rep who might be basing a proposal or a suggested time frame on overly optimistic assumptions. Now, it's not just sales reps that are biased in creating some of these problems in the industry and causing the industry to be rigged against you. Another dynamic that could arguably be even bigger than the sales rep dynamic I mentioned is industry consultants and system integrators. When you have large system integrators and consultants that are out there peddling the company line and drinking the Kool-Aid and focusing just on the positives of whatever solution it is they support, it creates a perceived reality that the technology must be better than it really is. If you think about it, it's a brilliant way to sell software. If you get multiple people telling you the same thing, that the software is awesome and can be deployed in X amount of time, even though maybe it's not realistic, you start to believe it because you hear it from so many different data sources. You talk to different consultants, you talk to system integrators who are telling you the same thing, and it starts to become truth in your mind. But the reality is those are very biased parties that are self-serving and they have self-interest that they're pursuing as well because they want you to focus on their software and use their services that focus on that software. So it's important to recognize that it's not just the software vendors and their sales reps that are biased, it's also the industry consultants and also the system integrators that implement technologies. And I would say that 95% or more of the industry in the tech space is completely aligned and affiliated with one or more software vendors, which adds to this dynamic that I'm talking about here today.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Probably the biggest thing that is most subtle in the way that the industry is rigged is that you have industry analysts who are publishing information and putting out thought leadership that is very pro-vendor and is very biased in a lot of ways. So for example, if you ever look at Gartner's Magic Quadrant or some other Gartner research reports or Forrester research, those industry analysts are largely paid by software vendors. Software vendors are some of the biggest customers that these industry analysts have. So when vendor A comes to Gartner or Forrester and says, I want you to put out a magic quadrant that's very specific for a certain niche or vertical, and we wanted to use that as a mechanism to showcase how good our software is within that quadrant, they're going to pay a lot of money to get Gartner, or whoever the industry analyst firm is, to publish something that states that message. So while these reports are published under the guise of academic and independence and really deep industry analysis, really a lot of these reports are driven by money. Money is driving what you see in those reports, but the problem is because of their third parties and there's a trust that people have with these industry analyst firms, oftentimes people get the wrong impression. They think that a software is better than it really is, and they think they're looking at unbiased, objective information when in fact they're not. Oftentimes those analyses that you're looking at are sponsored by or commissioned by the software vendors that want you to have that third-party validation of how great their software is. So when you're looking at these industry analyst reports, which I'm not suggesting you don't look at them, but when you do look at them, you just want to take it with a grain of salt and understand that there's a high likelihood that money and politics somehow drove the outcome of that report. Now, one of the recurring themes that I've talked a lot about in this video so far is this dynamic of self-interest. It's self-interest that's driving bias in the industry. And if you step back for a moment and really depersonalize this, it's really the way the industry is built. You had software vendors who needed to get on the map by creating an ecosystem of support for their product. So in other words, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to create a new software solution and just hope for the best and hope that through word of mouth and viral marketing, that somehow that technology on its own is going to gain mainstream mass acceptance. What vendors need to do to be really successful is they need to create an ecosystem of support. They need implementation partners and system integrators that are going to make money when you make money. So if I'm a software vendor and I'm setting up a new shop, I'm going to go out there and enlist as many consultants as I can and offer to pay them X percent of revenue for any time they suggest my product to a customer. And if you think about it, that's a great win-win proposition. I can overnight create an army of people that are on my side selling my software, making money when I make money, regardless of whether my product is good or not. Doesn't really matter. The fact is, I'm enlisting people to help grow my business. Same with system integrators and other consultants, same with industry analysts. I'm going to enlist the big name industry analysts to put out pro vendor types of materials to show how viable my product is and why my product should be considered alongside other big names in the industry. So this self-interest isn't necessarily wrong. There's nothing wrong with it, but it creates an unintended consequence, which is that we think we're getting unbiased information, but we're not. Now, I don't mean to be discouraging and to really rain on the parade of digital transformation in the technology industry, even though it may seem like I am. I'm calling out the facts and observations of what actually happens in this industry. The good news is if you know this, if you go in with your eyes wide open and understand how the industry is rigged, now we can start to think about, well, what can we do to overcome that? How can we sort through and separate the wheat from the chaff in terms of what's real, what's fact, what's objective versus what's not? And the key here is, first of all, to recognize what's not fact, or at least what's heavily influenced by opinion and self-interest. Once we understand that, then we have to figure out what other data sources can we lean on that we can trust. Well, there's a few options you have. One is when you're evaluating technology options, you want to make sure that you're really evaluating in the context of your business needs and your requirements, and that you're driving the evaluation process, not letting the software vendor and their sales reps and their consultants drive the sales process, because they're going to want to highlight the things that are most important to them that they know will make it more likely for you to buy their software. The other thing is to leverage independent third-party data sources. So for example, we at Third Stage, because we're not affiliated with software vendors, we have a database that we use that has hundreds of enterprise technology providers, and it maps quantitatively how well each of those software solutions can perform certain functionality against over 30,000 different business requirements. So that objective data is something that we use in helping our clients provide objective, valid, quantifiable data that shows the strengths and weaknesses of different solutions in the marketplace. That's one example. Another example is if you can leverage an independent third party to help you through the process that knows the strengths and weaknesses, the good, the bad, the ugly of these different technology solutions in the marketplace, then that's absolutely something that you'll want to do as well. So one example of an independent agnostic firm and partner that can help you through the process is my company, which is Third Stage Consulting. You want someone like Third Stage that's independent, that has nothing to gain or lose by you making certain decisions, not only during selection, but also during implementation. So of course, when you're evaluating potential options, it makes sense that you'd want to have someone that's unbiased and they can provide objective information. But even during implementation, you want to make sure that you're not being forced into a bigger footprint or into buying more modules of that software than you need. And you also don't want to have a partner who's going to try to force fit parts of the technology into parts of your organization where it doesn't belong. I'll give you an example. A lot of times we have clients that will implement big ERP systems, and the system integrator along the way will try to force them to use as much of that one system as they can, which in some cases makes sense, but in other cases it doesn't. There's going to be a better solution out there that could be a better bolt-on or a better way to address that need rather than using that one vendor software. So having an advisor that can help you in that way is going to help during the implementation. And then finally, from a risk mitigation and a quality assurance perspective, you need someone that's not afraid and has nothing to lose by telling you the reality of what risk you're facing and what trade-offs you're making as an organization. Too often, software vendors are trying to put a rosy, over-optimistic picture of what the project is really doing, and they're hiding the risks, or they're not recognizing the risks that are percolating under the surface. So you need a partner that can draw that stuff to the surface, not to be the bearer of bad news, but to be the ones that say, we need to address this risk or else it's gonna blow up in our faces. And only by doing that can we be successful in our digital transformation. So these are just a few examples of how you can sift through the noise and get to the heart of what needs to get done to be successful in your digital transformation in an objective and unbiased way. So I hope this has provided you some general guidance and tips on how to be more successful in your transformation. For more best practices and lessons from the industry, I encourage you to download our annual Digital Transformation Report. This is a report we publish each year that highlights some of the best practices and lessons learned in our experience with digital transformations. It also provides independent reviews and rankings of different types of technologies in the marketplace. So I highly encourage you to check that out. You can download that in the link below, as well as other resources I've included links to in the description field below. So I hope you found this information useful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.